Rebecca, who said XX plus XY equates to bad science?
Professor Tim Hunt, who is a Nobel Prize-winning fellow of the Royal Society, a very eminent scientist, and he gave a talk to, I believe, a society of science journalists and said some things which he later regretted saying and said, I suppose I should have thought about saying that in front of a group of scientists, journalists, and you kind of think, it's a group of science journalists, that's what the talk is. Anyway, what he said in this speech was that he thought it wasn't great to have mixed gender labs. I think he was trying to be light-hearted, but he said the problem with having women in labs, there were three problems. One was that they fall in love with you. Two, you fall in love with them. And three, they cry if you criticise them. Now, having made these statements, he pretty well wrote off number one as a risk, I think. That's unlikely to happen. But, you know, anyway, he's apologised. And he's had to resign from the board of University College London. And, you know, so there's been a bit of a hoo-ha about this whole thing. Now, in his defence, I mean, there are problems for women in a scientific area. You know, their lovely long tresses can get scorched by a Bunsen burner. And their lady boobies can, you know, knock over flasks full of dangerous chemicals. And they can suffer severe concussion by repeatedly banging their heads against a glass ceiling. But what's rather marvellous about this is that Twitter has taken it on, and there's a hashtag which I urge you to look up, which is hashtag distractingly sexy. I urge you to have a look at hashtag distractingly sexy, where women who work in science have taken pictures of themselves wearing the most ridiculous sort of protective gear. You literally cannot make out if it's even a human being. And then just sort of said, sorry, I'm being distractingly sexy today.
Well, and Sir Hunt